Welcome to the Nations Church Port Kennedy podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
So we are in a season where we're looking on building for the generations to come. And I always find I get so excited at the opportunity to invest and because I believe in our future. I believe in the people that are coming through, the families, the young people. Friends, we need to be so aware of how blessed we are. I've just come back from Uganda. Oh my goodness, I spent most of my time on my face saying, God help these poor people. We are so blessed, amen? But we are blessed to be a blessing. We have the privilege of being able to sow and invest and give and, yeah, wherever we go. Because leaving a legacy is worth it. Living a legacy. And I thank God for those who've gone before. Don't you thank God for those who've gone before and forged a trail that we can walk in today? They have fought battles that we don't have to fight. I remember, and Pastor Stephen and Jackie would remember, there was a day when Pentecostals were really unpopular, right? It's true. We were ostracized. We were of the devil. That's what people said. But thank God for pioneers and people that broke through that. Amen. And allowed the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit in our churches and in our families. And thank God for the people that have gone before. Thank God for the people that have gone before and the people here who've invested in this place. Amen. When you look around at what God has done, thank God for people that have been on their knees and prayed and believed and given and served and sacrificed. Amen. We are blessed, aren't we? Thank God for the legacy leaders. You know, sometimes we need to look back in order to look forward. And thank God for where we are. And so as we approach building our future next Sunday, I've entitled my sermon, The Power of Legacy, because I really believe there is so much power in legacy. You know, the theme of legacy is interwoven right through the Bible because God created us for legacy. Thank you. Let me say that again. God created every one of us for legacy. There's something in all of us that wants to be significant, right? There's something in all of us that wants to be to achieve something, to add value to our lives. Some of us want to be great mums. Some of us want to be great dads. Some of us want to be great business people. Some of us want to be great servants. There's something in all of us. You know, I don't know, I'm getting old and maybe this is just, you know, a thought that random thought that entered my head, but what do you want written on your epitaph? I would hate to have somebody, you know, write on my epitaph, he was a grumpy old coot, thank God he's gone. But what are they going to write on your epitaph? We're all going to leave something, but it's because we're created for purpose. We were created in God's image. God is a creator. God is active. God is an investor. Thank God he's invested in our lives because God is a God of legacy. We see that constantly in the Bible where, you know, the promise that was given to Abraham was passed down to his children and their children. It says in Genesis 12, 2 and 3, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. That was the promise to Abraham. But we see how the succeeding generations, Isaac and Jacob, stewarded that promise, stewarded the legacy, and began to see the outworking and the fulfillment of that. But do you know, we are the children of Abraham. We've been given the same promise. It says in Galatians 3:29 that we are the children and heirs of the same promise. Psalm 145 and verse 4 says, one generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. In other words, they pass it on. In the New Testament, we see the apostles and people that they knew the power of legacy. You see, you cannot believe in discipleship if you don't believe in legacy. Let me say that again. You cannot believe in discipleship if you don't believe in legacy. Because legacy is that imbibing. It's the passing on. It's the giving. It's the sowing. It's the growing of the people around us. We leave legacy. Listen to the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, 12 and 15. It says, "So I will always remind you of these things." This is the Apostle Peter. In other words, he's reminding them of God's divine power, of his faith, of his goodness. And he says, "Even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have." In other words, he's built that foundation in them. And then he goes on, "I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things." Peter was so passionate about sowing into the future, about sowing into the generations. The Apostle Paul was committed to legacy in Philippians 2, 19 to 23. It says, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a..." "Because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope therefore to send him as soon as I see how things go with me." Paul left a legacy with Timothy. He left a legacy with the Ephesian church. He was intentional in passing on something to them, in building into them and guiding them like a son. And Paul left a legacy to us by his example, as did the apostles. So what actually is legacy? Legacy is something you will be remembered by. Something that we pass down. What are you going to be remembered for? What are you going to pass down to those following you? See, our legacy is our testimony of influence that has been passed down to the next generation and remembered long after we have departed from this world. William James said, "The greatest use of life is to spend it on something that will outlast us." That is the power of legacy. You see, the story is told of two brothers, John and David Livingston. Anyone heard of them? John and, as young men embarking on life's journey, they were talking one day about their dreams and their aspirations, what they wanted out of life. And John Livingston resolved to be a very wealthy and successful businessman, making lots of money. David Livingston, in the same moment, fell on his knees and committed his whole life to serving Jesus. Both were successful in fulfilling their life's ambition. David Livingston is recorded in history for his service throughout Africa, bringing Christianity and the gospel to millions. History's record of John Livingston was simply this: he was the brother of David Livingston. See, whether people want to or not, everyone will leave some sort of legacy, ranging from good to bad. For us, leaving a legacy is one of the greatest opportunities we'll have in this life. What a brilliant opportunity. It's the opportunity to leave a gift behind us that has an enduring value for the generations to come. What an awesome privilege to live beyond you and me into eternity, to see something eternal done. That's why we honor people who've left a great legacy. We remember them because they built something that we can build upon. for our lives. Now, as a part of its definition, legacy can mean money or property that is received from somebody who has died. Inheritance. Anyone like an inheritance? You all want an inheritance, right? Yeah, everyone wants an inheritance. If you don't, you can pass it my way. We all want an inheritance. But an inheritance is part of legacy. It's something we leave behind that is going to benefit others. It's something handed down from one generation to the next. Thank God for the people that have sown and left a legacy. We look right here is part of legacy. We're sitting in legacy. People who have given and sown and invested in the past. Thank God for legacy. Amen? Otherwise, we might be in a tent. You know, and the beauty is that it doesn't finish here. This building is going to get sold soon. Is that right? I'm prophetically saying. Because it's too small. Hey, we have a vision for something so much more, right? You can only do so many services in a day. And if we're believing on growing, we're going to get somewhere bigger. Amen? Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen next week. It might. But hey, if we've got faith and believing, if we're believing for the generations, you need somewhere bigger. You need somewhere that's going to make a greater statement for the people that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, something bigger with it that is more expansive, that can embrace more people. Amen? Oh, it's exciting. I love it. That's why we do Building Our Future. Because we believe in the future and we believe there's a generation, there's more people, there's more families, there's more influence to be had in this community. And we've got to make room for them. Proverbs 13 verse 22 says, a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children or for the following generations. That's why we have Building Our Future. Because we believe in legacy, leaving something tangible for future generations and for our church, the whole ability to have people. Financial strength is a tangible evidence of legacy. I don't want to leave my kids debt. I better get going and doing something, but who wants to leave their kids debt? We don't want to leave our kids debt. We want to bless them. We want to honor them. But you know, legacy is not just about money. The word legacy for us carries a timeless worth greater than just monetary value. Because we're not just talking about money. We're talking about people. We're talking about destiny. We're talking about future. We're talking about discipleship. We're talking about the kingdom of God, right? That's what we're talking about. You know, I love the fact Jesus' entire life was focused on leaving a legacy for the people that followed him. Oh, can you imagine being in that room where at the Last Supper where he knew he was going to die and everything within him was investing in the future for those apostles that sat around the table. He looked and he saw destiny in them. He released them and he went to the cross because he believed in destiny. He believed in legacy. He believed in leaving something for the generations to come. Thank God that on the cross he saw you and me because he believed in legacy, in leaving something that was so precious that we live in today. And he handed it to us and said, now you pass it on. Jesus left a legacy so that our lives could count, both now and in eternity. A legacy is something gifted to us to build upon so we can gift it to others. You know, people that have left us a legacy, we've been left a legacy here. But what are we going to do with it? We can sit on it and let it stay as it is. Or we can invest and build on the legacy that's been left to us by God's grace. And that was always God's intention. Amen? Not just to sit on it, but to build. I look and, you know, everywhere I go, I get the opportunity of traveling all over the world. And I just see the destructive work of Satan in nations, destroying families, destroying cultures, destroying people, because he hates legacy. That's why our families are in trouble. Why do you think he targets families? Because families carry legacy. Amen? Families carry legacy. Us as a church family, we thank God the church is standing on legacy and we'll keep building on legacy for families, for people. Because everywhere the enemy is trying to destroy legacy. But we're not going to let him do that because we believe in legacy and we're investing in legacy. You know, I was thinking about the legacy my dad left me. My dad is gone, but he was a very successful businessman. He owned a big business in Sydney, and when he became a Christian, he left that business because his partner had different values to him, and he felt God calling him to go and work in the space tracking station in Carnarvon. We were in Sydney, and so we left everything and went to Carnarvon. And there he worked with the space tracking station. He became the supervisor of the operations of the NASA space tracking station there. He actually spoke to the NASA astronauts as they landed on the moon. But you know what I hold more, much more in my heart, is a man who put the calling of God first. He put the salvation of people above money, and above position, and above title. He chose to leave it all and plant and pastor a small church in Carnarvon. He had no income. I watched him live by faith, totally committed to seeing God's kingdom come when Pentecostal churches were persecuted. I watched him pour his life into people. Loving them and wanting to please and honor God. Living by faith. His life wasn't easy. And when he retired, he had nothing. Nothing. But I watched him grow more and more and more in love with Jesus and pursue faith. He left a legacy of faithfulness, of faith, of perseverance, of a hunger for God, a love and care for people. You know, I did a dangerous thing, and I asked my sons without warning, what do you think my legacy will be? That's a dangerous question. But you know what they answered? They said, Dad, amongst other things, your legacy will be faithfulness and faith, perseverance, love and care for people, a hunger for God, and the importance of family. Do you know? That's the legacy my dad left me. Almost the exact same words. And hopefully, I've been able to build on what my dad left me so that my children and their families can be lived better than I've ever lived, do more than I've ever lived. You see, a legacy is something we leave to those following behind, but it's also something we must build on for those who've gone before. It's not a stagnant thing, legacy. It's something we need to be building on so that we are receiving legacies in order to build upon legacies. So important. We can pass on so much more than the legacy that we have received because we can build on the legacy we've received. Pastor Stephen and Jackie, you want to see people build on the legacy you've left, right? You want people to live so much bigger than you've lived, right? We want to see so much more in the kingdom of God. Amen? Because we want to build. You know, because legacy, building on legacy is something that builds so much joy and satisfaction to our lives. I want my children and their partners to have so much more than I've ever had, Melanie and I have ever had. I want them to be able to build on what we leave for them. I want them to start where I finish. See, when we don't build on legacy, it loses its potency. Diminishes. I pray that this next generation will receive so much more than we've ever received. They will live so much bigger than we've ever lived. They will see so much more than we've ever seen. Thank God for what we have, but let's build on what we've been given for the future. I want you to pray about BOF. Don't see it as about money. Yes, of course it's about money in one sense, but far bigger than that. What is your dream for the future? What is your dream for the kids? When you look and you hear, you know, that beautiful testimony of the youth, what do you want to invest in them for their future? They might have a youth group of 60 people. Why couldn't it be in 10 years' time 600 young people? But who's going to invest and do that? Who's going to see that happen? Who's going to believe in them? Who's going to pray for them? Who's going to, with faith, stand with them to see that happen? Is that a reality? Do you think that the young people of Rockingham and Safety Bay, do you think that they don't need Jesus? Wouldn't it be amazing if the next generation in this part of Perth, we're an army for the kingdom of God. Can you believe it? Can you see it? Why not? Why not? Just let me say this too. Legacy is not about age. You don't have to be married to invest in legacy. Youth can be investing in young people around them. Mums, you invest in your children. Dad, invest in your children. Can I just say this too? Dads, be so aware. Your children, you are far bigger influence on your children than sometimes as fathers we actually know. You know what? Children that follow just mum to church, 30% of them will stay in church. But children that follow dad to church, 70% of them will stay in church. Come on, dads. You can build legacy in your children. Your children need to hear you say, I'm proud of you. I love you. I can't believe I'm just praying so hard for your future. I can't wait to see what God does in your life and how you serve Jesus. I am so proud of you. You want to build your kids? You want to build legacy? Let them hear that. We live in a generation that is starved of the voice of a father declaring they believe in their kids and their future. They love their kids and they're proud of your kids. Oh, gee, I could say so much. All this rubbish about men not being emotional. Get over it. I am serious. Because you connect with your children through your emotions. You don't show emotion, your kids don't know that you love them. The fruit of the Spirit. So much of that is displayed through emotion. Love, joy, peace. I'm so happy. I'm so joyful. I'm so grateful. Come on, men. Give them your heart. Give your wives their heart, your heart. Sorry, that's an aside. Oh boy, come on, legacy, what an amazing opportunity we have. It's so biblical. We've been given so much legacy to build on. What time is it? Oh my goodness. Great things that have been handed down from our families. kingdom legacy as we step into salvation, church legacy, as we step in and we commit ourselves and get planted. Thank God for great campus pastors. Thank God for great leaders in the church. Thank God for connect leaders. Thank God for youth leaders. Thank God for people who serve. Thank God for sound people. Thank God for worship leaders. Amen. These are legacy leavers. They're building into something. We need to love them and respect them and honor them and get busy ourselves. They're all legacy leavers. These are things that we can build upon for the future. Great true legacy is embraced as a foundation, sacrificially laid for the next generation to build on. You know, when we truly commit to building upon legacy, we help create culture. Legacy is what actually helps create culture. You want to live selfish? You watch the people that come into church sitting around you live selfish. You want a great culture? Be a great culture. Serve. Leave a legacy for others, because legacy creates cultures. A kingdom culture becomes a part of the church family, and people coming in begin to embrace the legacy that we leave, that leaves a culture in the church. You know, so many people go to church, and you've been to churches. I've been to church. I travel a lot. You go into churches and you feel like a bump on a log. Nobody comes and says hello. Nobody greets you. You don't know where to go or what to do. Friends, what kind of a culture is that? We need to be building a legacy that loves and cares for people, that embraces people, that sees people. Amen? A culture that loves and cares will breed a culture that loves and cares. And this generation that loves passionately and cares passionately will allow the next generation to love even better and care even more, because that is what the culture is. Legacy creates culture that is so important. You know, you see that in your home. Melanie and I have been really intentional about the culture of our home. The way we live our lives. You know how so often before God, the way I look at and live, I want to be an example to my kids. And so often I filter what I do. Do I want my kids doing this? Do I want my kids seeing this? No, don't do it then. Be who you want your kids to be, because that's what creates the culture in your home. You want love in your home, be loving. You want peace in your home, be peaceful. Demonstrate it, show it. Because what you do is what creates a culture. And that's the same in this house. What you do is what creates the culture in this house for the people that come and the people that join. What a great opportunity we have to create culture. I love it. I can spoil my grandkids rotten. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, time. Legacy is far more than the next rung on the ladder to be climbed by the next generation. Legacy also becomes the culture that holds the ladder. Yeah, it's not just the next rung, but it's the culture that holds the ladder so they can climb up the ladder. We can all leave great legacies, legacies that produce cultures like wisdom, character, integrity, compassion, generosity, love, a passion for the gospel, worship, prayer, the Bible, wholeness, forgiveness, hospitality, a love for the church. You see, none of those things are age-related. They're legacies that we can live out and become normal to those we are discipling, to the people, to the next generation, to the children. Their lives made so much richer because we're intentional about building and leaving a legacy that we're displaying to them. As I said before, our lives will leave a legacy. It'll be good or it won't be good. And so we need to be intentional because there's so much power in legacy. Let me just say this too. You know, you may have been left a bad legacy by your family or others that you've looked up to. And this can and does cause problems. We don't underestimate that. But let me say this. Jesus is far greater than a bad legacy. Jesus is far more powerful. His name, what a beautiful name, is so much more powerful than any legacy that you've been left that is not healthy or good. So if you're struggling in an area and you feel like you don't have the capacity to leave a good legacy, friends, don't stay there, because the name of Jesus, the power of Jesus, is so much greater. When you became a Christian, the slate was wiped clean. You're given a fresh opportunity to step into a whole new legacy, to live a whole different life. Your children do not have to inherit what you inherited. You can leave something for them that they go, thank you, Mum and Dad, for leaving me a legacy that I can build on with my children. Your grandchildren can look at you and go, thank God for grandparents that set a great legacy for us to build on. Don't stay where you are. You can acknowledge the influence of a bad legacy, but you don't have to live under it. You don't have to live under it, because there's freedom in Jesus. And there's people around here that can help you and want to help you, because there's legacy builders in this house that can help you, that can encourage you, that can pray with you, that can bless your life. Connect leaders and others. So let's embrace legacy that benefits our lives, but also intentionally consider who we are leaving a legacy to. Musicians, you can come. Let me just finish with this. Legacy is not just what we leave behind, but it's also who we leave behind. Who is following in the legacy of your life and my life? Who am I investing on? Who's building on the foundation of my legacy? And who's building on the foundation of your legacy? See, legacy is intentional, like Paul with Timothy. The sacrifices that you make, the wisdom that you've learned, the experiences that have shaped you can all be legacy-leaving things to the next generation. The example in your home, the hunger for God's word, the hunger for prayer. You want your kids to be in God's word? You want your kids to know the power of prayer? Let them see it at home. Let them see it the way you invest when you come here. Is the word important? Is prayer important? You want to build them? Leave them a legacy that creates a hunger and a thirst. That's what Jesus did with the disciples. The disciples, they came to Jesus in Matthew 16 and said, Jesus, will you teach us to pray? Because, see, they'd seen all their lives, they'd seen the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes praying on the street corners, doing the prayer thing. And yet when they saw Jesus pray, there was something different. There was a heart connection. There was an authority. There was a passion. There was a desire. There was a hunger. There was something so different in the way Jesus prayed. And so they came to him and said, Jesus, we've seen how they pray. We've seen how you pray. When you pray, stuff happens. Will you teach us to pray? Will you show us how to pray? Don't we want our young generation to go, hey, would you teach me to pray? Would you teach me? How do we study the Word of God? Because we do it. Because we're hungry. Because they see it in us. When they see us worshiping, you know, if you stand there like a lump of Derbyshire stone, what are they going to do? But when they see you passionate in your worship, when they see you totally invested in going to a Connect group, it's speaking volumes to them and their future. What is important in their life? What's going to build them? Because when they see us, they go, I want to be like Mum. I want to be like Dad. Or I want to be like that person. I want to be like that leader. I want what they've got. I need what they've got. So I guess the question, it all boils down to this. Who are you living for? Are you living for you? Or are you living for something much bigger? Is your heart consumed with the now? Or is your heart, oh God, give us more. God, give us more. God, help us. God, help us to see these young people. Everywhere I go in the world, I'm seeing God raising up an army of young, passionate people who've watched their parents live their lives searching for materialism. And these kids look at their parents and go, well, you know, they've got the house, they've got the car, they've got this, they've got that, but they're miserable. I don't want to live my life investing in something that I end up miserable. They're looking for purpose. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for something to invest their lives in that counts. Come on, church. Let's be the example to this generation. Listen, they're seeing miracles that some of us have never seen before because their heart is for life to count. Let's invest in them. Let's love them. Let's build a legacy for the future. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. If you want to know more about our campus, you can go to nationschurch.com/au/Port Kennedy.